Now, the Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt has ordered the ACCC to investigate the sale of codeine-based products because it's been revealed that the price of Nurofen Plus, for example, has now more than doubled since the start of the month when these codeine-based products became prescription-only. So not only now do you and I have to go and get a prescription if we want a painkiller with codeine, the pharmaceutical companies are putting their hand in your pocket twice just so you can buy some codeine-based pain relief. Have you been stung by the price hikes to purchase codeine-based painkillers since the law was changed on February 1? 92211882. George Tambasis is the National President of the Pharmacy Guild of Australia and he joins me on Perth Live. George, g'day.
G'day, Ollie.
All right, what's going on? I'm assuming that all the pharmacies now are being ripped off by the pharmaceutical companies and you're having to pass it on to us.
Well, unfortunately, what you said is spot on. You mentioned one particular brand, but there's quite a few brands that obviously have been snapped up by this CGA upscheduling. And all those brands, as you said, their wholesale price has gone up quite significantly. In some cases, they've gone up, let's say, from about $7 to somewhere in the $14, $15 mark. These are wholesale prices that the pharmaceutical companies, manufacturers, determine based on, obviously, all sorts of issues that they have a look at, commercial issues. And unfortunately, yes, the patient pays the ultimate price. So if you'd like, for your listeners, I've got some suggestions for them.
Mm.
Now, the first suggestion is if you obviously find the price hike too much for you, you definitely should speak to your pharmacist about that. You don't have to obviously accept it straight away. Your options are, you know, you can ask for the generic version, which is always a much more reasonable price. You can speak to your doctor about the fact that, yes, these price, these medicines are definitely going up in price. Maybe the doctor can suggest some alternate for you, alternative remedy. It's an issue if you can't afford these medicines. It's not a good situation.
No.
And pharmacists, yeah, we're in the middle.
Absolutely. And you're probably copying it this afternoon. George, you're probably copying it from all of the customers saying, how can you be ripping me off? All of a sudden, this was $7. Now it's $18, $19 over the counter. But it's not your fault. You've got to have a cut too. You've got to put a retail price on the wholesale price. You get it from the pharmaceutical companies. So does it basically come down to supply and demand? Because now they know that this is going to be prescription only. The pharmaceutical companies are just not producing as much Nurofen Plus or similar codeine-based painkillers.
Exactly. Let's, if we stay away from the products that are actually on the market right now, let's go back a few months. GSK, the manufacturer of the biggest brand, Panadeine, actually withdrew out of the market. So now you cannot get that brand in Australia because they made that decision based on exactly what you explained, on commercial reasons, based on whatever they had, that their product wasn't going to be prescribed too much. Now the guys that are left in the market, again, they've made that horrible commercial decision. They've upped their prices.
So, George, that's now with the ACCC coming in to investigate, can it do anything?
Well, there's precedents. There's ones that ACCC have won, ones that they've lost. There's definitely been precedents. This happened years ago with a product called Panadol Osteo. Slightly different situation, but it went off the PBS and went over the counter. And unfortunately, that particular company did the same thing. They upped the prices up. And the then Health Minister Susan looked into that. Again, the minister's got, the current minister Greg Hunt is in his rights to ask the ACCC to have a look at it. I don't know. It's very hard for me to comment on that. That's a discussion the ACCC have to have with those drug manufacturers.
Yeah, they certainly do. George Tambasis, we'll leave it there. Thank you for your time today on Perth Live.
Thanks, Ollie. Cheers.
The National President of the Pharmacy Guild of Australia, have you been stung trying to buy codeine-based painkillers like Nurofen Plus? You've now heard that Panadeine has exited the Australian market since February 1. So not only do you now have to go to your GP and get a prescription, you're then getting ripped off over the counter. The price has doubled. Let me know if you've been caught out, 92211882, and what you've had to pay. It is 28...